You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, April the 2nd. The Sixers defeated the Charlotte Hornets yesterday. I would say last night, but the game was actually like a 1 o'clock game. They defeated the Hornets 119-102. It was a good game for the Sixers. You know, in a way, I know some people may point out that with the loss, the Hornets are 34-44. A team that's not going to the playoffs, a team that underachieved this year. But in my mind, in my opinion, this was a big win for the Sixers. And here's my reason why. You know, without Joel Embiid, without Dario Saric, you know, you look at this Charlotte Hornets squad that has Dwight Howard, a guy like Marvin Williams. They have, you know, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know, pretty good front court. And when you take out two of the Sixers' three front court starters, regular starters, arguably two of their well, not arguably, it's true. They're two of their better players on a team. And they go up against this team and able to blow them out the way they did. That says a lot. It says that, you know, that the Sixers can win without Embiid. You know, right now, I believe their record improved to 5-5. I mean, what was it? Like, they won 5 of 13 games when Embiid has not played. For a while, as we know, it was the percentage was really low. I mean, but they won their last three consecutive games without Embiid. So, you know, this was huge. The thing that I really like is the play of Amir Johnson. Amir Johnson's a guy who catches a lot of flack. He catches flack because he doesn't score a lot of points. You know, sometimes he misses what people call bunnies, baskets, you know, right close to the battle line. I mean, he misses layups sometimes, point blank range. But the reason why Amir Johnson played 30 minutes and 32 seconds yesterday was because of the things that he does that people don't see, the things that go unnoticed. You know, you look at Marco Bellinelli. He made 9 of 10 shots, right? You look at J.J. Redick. He made 7 of 15 shots, right? A lot of times, these guys are getting open and coming off of screens based off of picks from Amir Johnson. So when you see Amir doing stuff like that, I mean, he doesn't get a stat saying, oh, he got X amount of picks, but his teammates appreciate it. The 76ers head coach, Brett Brown, appreciates it. You know, so that's part of the reason why he gets these minutes. You know, and then you also look at it. You know, Amir, you know, he had a plus minus of a 13. He had 3 assists. He had 5 rebounds. He had a block. He had a steal. He did turn the ball over once. But those are the reasons why he gets to play a lot. That's the reason why that he's the backup center. That's the reason why when Embiid can't go, he is the starting center. Now, again, he's not going to wow you in regards to, like, getting double-doubles and 20-point games or scoring in double figures. No. What he is he's a vet with a high basketball IQ and a guy who basically sacrifices himself for the good of the team. That's what you get in Amir Johnson. And when you have guys like J.J. Redick, Ben Simmons, Dario Saric, Marco Bellinelli, Ersan Ilyasova, guys like that who are going to provide the bulk of your offense. While Joel Embiid is not here, Amir Johnson is all you need. Now again, Rashawn Holmes comes off the bench and he provides a spark as well, and is a great spark for the 76ers. You know, he gets in there and he's pick and rolls and he crashes at the boards. You know, he blocks shots. He gets a lot of dunk. He's great. So I'm not saying that you don't play Rashawn because you have to. Rashawn brings a different mix. But what I am saying is there's a lot of people who criticize the play of Amir Johnson. But the reason why he plays is because of the things that I pointed out. And that's the reason why he's going to continue to play. Next, I want to talk to you guys about Markel Fultz. Markel Fultz has been playing well. In my opinion, he gets better. I mean, he plays four games. And the first game, you know, I gave him a B. B minus, you know, based on I gave him, you know, a grade with a curve because he hadn't played in the previous 68 games. Now I have to give him a higher grade because I think that what the things that Markel is doing is showing just how special he is. So after this break, I'm going to get back with y'all and we'll talk about Markel, folks. So, when you look at Markel Fultz, and you see that this guy has missed so much time, and you look at how easy he makes it look, and then you figure out, like, this dude has only played 8 games. He played 4 games in the beginning of the season. He missed 68. And now he's playing 4 more games. And when you look at him, I know Ben Simmons is racking up all the triple-doubles, right? And Ben Simmons is special. Man, is he special. But you don't see a drop-off when Markel Fultz comes in the game at all. You know, typically they have Markel playing. You know, it's not like yesterday was kind of like the first time I saw him play with quote unquote backups. Like typically when Markel Fultz comes in, at least the first 2 games, Embiid was subbed back in with him. JJ Redick was subbed back in with him. They would have Ersan out there, Ilyasova with him. And, you know, Cove would be on the floor if he didn't sub back in. So you get to see what he can do against, you know, starting level type player, so to speak. And he looked good. And, you know, there was one game where, you know, Markel didn't have an assist. And that was Friday's victory over the Atlanta Hawks. But at the same time, he started the game 4-for-6 shooting. He ended up 4-for-8. I mean, he had a spectacular dunk. You know, after the game, Brett Brown said he wanted to see him be more of a point guard, more of a distributor. But in my opinion, that game showed me that this guy can get, proved to me that he could get anywhere he wanted to. Now, again, I know he did that the first two games, but this was a game where it showed me that when stuff goes wrong and the Sixers need someone to come off the bench right now, because I believe that Markelle Fultz next year is going to be a starter. He has to be a starter. But right now, if you need someone to come off the bench, create his own shot, and get you buckets, that's a role that he could fulfill in a key game. He looked good against Atlanta. So then he comes back on Sunday night. And he played 16 minutes, 8 seconds. He's 2-for-5 shooting. He has 4 assists. He has 1 steal and 1 turnover, right, for 4 points. You know, it's an okay stat line. You know, okay. But, you know, okay. So when you look at it, I think the guy is only, well, I don't think, he only has 2 turnovers in 4 games back. That's huge. That's huge. So, you know, you look at Markelle Fultz and you say to yourself, like, hey, this guy is special. He can help this team out. You know, he's right now he's the backup point guard. He's playing well, you know. Now, the thing is, I also want to speak. I like T.J. McConnell's game. You know, T.J. McConnell, of any player on the Sixers, outside of Rashawn Holmes, you would have to say that T.J. is made as having the biggest sacrifices of all the players playing. He's a point guard. He's an old-school point guard. He's not one of these guys that come down and, like, looks for his own shots, gets buckets. No, he's a guy who's a heady point guard. He plays with an edge. But his job is to distribute the rock. And you look at it, and they have him standing in a corner sometimes. He'll come up and he'll get the ball. For a while, he was looking like a fish out of water. But yesterday, he had 6 points. He graded out his plus-minus was plus 14. He made 3 of 6 shots. He had 3 rebounds. He had 4 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 0 turnovers in 18 minutes and 26 seconds. To me, this was one of TJ's better performances, you know, over one of his best performances over like the last month or so. Right. But then you look at Marco Bellinelli. He had 22 points on 9-for-10 shooting. I mean, he's really starting to find his niche. Really find his niche. And that's good for a Sixers team that wants to go deep in the playoffs. So what we learned this game, I think that this game was huge for the Sixers. It showed us that they can do something against a somewhat quality team. I know that Charlotte has a losing record, but at the same time, they have a solid front line, and the Sixers look good against them in this victory. Minus Embiid and Dario Saric. Have a great one. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.